Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Homeopathy. Internet and by friends telling friends they care, working in unity to promote homeopathy around the globe. Join us on Thursday as we explore pet health and homeopathy, a show co-hosted by Homeopathy World Community founder and homeopath Debbie Bruck and Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, author and homeopath Christina Chambreau. We invite you to comment and call in to contribute your questions. Let's go!
Hi, I'm Debbie Bruck, founder of Homeopathy World Community. I'll be speaking with our co-host, Christina Chambreau, doctor of veterinary medicine. Today is November 3rd, 2011. We're so fortunate to have Christina come on and teach us about how to take care of our pets. We've been learning so much together, and this is just a great venue for everybody to ask their questions and comment and tell other people that we have this show to learn about the best ways of taking care of your pet without drugs, or if you can do it without major vaccines every year. We had a show about 7 keys to your health of your pet and how to remove fleas from your animals in home. Last show we talked about vaccinations and what's happening in the world with your pets and vaccinations. And today we're going to be talking about the organon of medicine and just getting started with homeopathy and your pets. So Christina, are you able to hear me?
I am. Can you hear me?
Very good.
Great.
Making adjustments to our show and getting help on on the line here. So we're trying to make our shows such a smooth transition
from
one show to
another. Well, this was a very smooth transition, so I think we've got it handled. It's wonderful.
Great. Now we just have to get people to come listen.
That's it. We need to get more people showing up for this.
Okay.
So the actually what we're talking about today, although we are talking about the organon, the most important thing to think about is that we're talking about how do animals get ill and how do they recover? What's the process? And we really don't learn that in veterinary school. What we learn in veterinary school is if this symptom appears, what triggers could have caused that symptom? So if a dog is throwing up, I'm just answering a call on a free service I do called All Experts. They do real estate and all of that, you know, different real estate accounting, law, and veterinary. And somebody had a dog that had been vomiting. Well, they didn't give me any more information than that. As a conventional veterinarian, I would, you know, be thinking about worms, a tumor in the stomach, I'd want to do an x-ray, I'd want to do blood work. As a holistic veterinarian, as a homeopathic veterinarian, I'm going to be saying that something is out of balance in the vital force, in the energy field of the body. So everything we talk about today, although it's coming from the homeopathic perspective, Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, 200 years ago, created homeopathy and wrote an incredible book called The Organon, which gives you the whole philosophy, one whole philosophy approach to health. So there's the Chinese medicine approach, there's the Ayurvedic approach. In Chinese medicine, there's the eight element and the five principle, and many other approaches to health that are out there. So this is one approach to health that helps us understand how animals get sick and how they're, if they're getting better or not better. And it doesn't matter if you're using homeopathic remedies or if you're using hands-on healing or drugs or acupuncture. These principles we're going to go over in the next few talks are going to be key to understanding what's going on, which will then help you, number one, decide what to do next. Number two, decide if the professionals who are working with you are really deeply healing your animals or not.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing, one place to go, since this is a homeopathic-based show, is to read The Organon, which is the book that Samuel Hahnemann wrote. And I like the Winda Brewster O'Reilly edition because it's got, it's very easy to read. It has little bullets for each paragraph that sort of summarize it. It's got a great glossary and a wonderful index. Now, in addition to that, that's the one to have in your hand. In addition to that, there's a wonderful Organon online, and it's searchable. So you can put in a word like remedy or cure, palliation, similar disease, and it will search and bring you to the paragraph that has it.
Mm-hmm. And what? Where do they look for that?
And that, again, I'm not quite sure. Do you have the pages I send to you? Do you have those available for people to look at?
Oh, okay. So you're saying to look at the
at
homeopathy?
The basic,
okay.
At whatever basic page I sent you for this day's talk.
Yeah, I have it. Okay.
And,
on, so,
and Roman numeral one has the link. So you can just click on the link, and there are multiple other links in the page. So where do people go to get that page?
Okay, so I'm going to post it on the chat. So you, first I'm posting up there the Organon link so they can learn that.
And then where will the whole page be posted?
I will find a place to post that on the Homeopathy World Community website.
Great.
We have a space right there where if you go to the front page of HWC, the link to information about these shows being done by Christina and myself is on where it says no more fleas. And so that's where I'm itemizing everything from your show.
Great. Very good. And this way, as people, as we start getting people interacting on the chat, we'll be able to even copy the chat and put it in into that area. So people can go to the website and get the page that I've put out with the basic, just the basic outline of what we're covering, but also information that other people have contributed during the talk. So if you can't listen to the talk, it's a way to go catch up. So the second thing, so number one place to go to learn the principles of healing is the Organon. The second place is Don Hamilton's book, Homeopathic Care of Cats and Dogs. His book has two chapters, one on the nature of disease and the other, I typed it wrong, on the nature of healing. And it really gives you a synopsis of what we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks. I have an abbreviated version in a few pages in my book, The Healthy Animals Journal, which has a text and information as the first third of the book, and the second two-thirds is a journal where you can track the symptoms of your animals. And then finally, take classes, keep listening to talks like this, get on to homeopathic listservs, and you're going to learn a whole lot more about how animals become ill and how we can heal them. So one of the first things is you need to know how ill your animal is and how diseases progress. So the first thing that happens is there's an energetic imbalance. And this energetic imbalance, you really can't see it. There's no symptoms. If you work with an animal intuitive, they can tell you there's an energetic imbalance. Or I've had people, even when I was in conventional practice, who would come in and say, you know, I'm not sure what's going on, but I know my dog is sick. Have you ever had that sense for your animals, Deborah?
Yes. Well, if they're not acting normally, if they're not perky or eating correctly or talking,
even before that. I've had people come in and I ask all these questions, eating, activity, etc., and everything's normal, and the person goes, I just have this gut feeling something's wrong.
Well, I think we can, you know, for myself personally, sometimes if I'm going to be getting sick, a cold or a flu or something, you have that sensitivity within yourself.
Yes.
So it would probably have to be a pet owner and that is very highly connected to their animal, like they are buddies,
mm-hmm.
you know, to really feel that, you know, like you're a twin.
Right.
To feel that sensibility.
And I definitely see that, you know, I do have people come to me, and even in conventional practice, that were doing that. And there'd be no symptoms. So as a conventional vet, all I could say was, well, let's just wait and see what happens. We've tested. There's nothing obvious. Let's see what happens. As a holistic practitioner, we can actually treat at this level. The
okay.
second thing that happens is a functional disturbance. They're not eating. They're less energetic. They don't feel as good. It could be a dog starts itching, but the skin is perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Or a cat is going to the litter box frequently, but you do all the tests and everything's normal.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not treated properly, then the disease, the illness, progresses into inflammation. And by definition, inflammation is heat, pain, redness, swelling, lack of function.
Mm-hmm.
So now this itchy dog has red skin, swollen skin, hot spots, pain. The cat is crying with pain, is really having difficulty passing the urine. It's not just frequent. The urinalysis shows inflammatory cells, red cells, white cells, even bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
The third, if the inflammation level isn't treated properly, then it moves into tissue pathology. So the skin becomes thickened, hyperpigmented, the hair falls out, the bladder wall in the cat becomes thick, and there may be stones or crystals. So this is how we become ill. Now, healing goes the other direction. So if your cat has a thickened bladder wall and stones, is it going to take longer to get back to health than a cat who has just been going to the litter box frequently?
Obviously, it's going to take longer the further it's gone into the pathology.
Right.
Yeah,
absolutely. So if you're in the inflammation, it's going to take longer than if it's just the functional. Then if you catch it at the energetic imbalance, you may just have to do a day or two of Reiki and the animal's fine again,
mm-hmm.
or one of the other energetic treatments. So that's an important beginning, is we haven't looked at why they're becoming sick, but this is the progression of becoming sick. So does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Good.
I mean, yeah, it does. So the energetic level is the first sign that you have a sensibility about it, and then you begin to see a change in behavior patterns,
mm-hmm.
and then you can see at a cellular level or a lab, a clinic, or a test level.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, you see more tissue changes
mm-hmm.
with the pathology. So that's also, you can see lab changes with that. Now, okay, so now we're going to look at it from a more homeopathic standpoint. And the assumption that Samuel Hahnemann made is that each of us has an energy field, a vibrational pattern, a quantum field, and it's unique to each one of us. And Hahnemann called it the vital force. Chinese medicine calls it qi. Indian medicine, Buddhist texts call it prana. Others have other names for it, the breath. So there's this energy field. Physicists call it the quantum field. Physicists actually can talk about this in a way that we can't. I still haven't become very skilled in being able to communicate the physics of it. So the goal of the energy field is to be balanced. And when it gets out of balance is when we have illness or disease. Now, here's the really key point, is it's the vital force that's out of balance that causes the symptom. So first we have to look at what causes it to get out of balance. Some trigger causes it to get out of balance, but we've already said it's unique and different to every animal. So you can have 10 animals who are given frontline, and two of them get very sick with it, and the other eight don't seem to have a problem. That's because the vital force of those two was sensitive to the front line. Many animals can live a long life and be vaccinated every year. most animals develop problems because of the vaccine. So vaccines seem to be a common trigger. So the key here is that different animals have different triggers. Also, different animals have different parts of the body that they are producing symptoms in. So the two dogs that were sensitive to frontline, one dog may become profoundly lethargic and can't get up and can't move, a sort of neurological problem. The other dog gets the frontline and then develops a digestive disorder.
Mm-hmm.
So each dog, each vital force in a person or an animal or a plant has certain things it's sensitive to and certain parts of the body where it goes to try to rebalance itself.
Okay.
So is that clear?
Yes, it makes sense to me that, you know, like...
You're trained as a homeopath, so...
Right, so
how about anybody else? Do we have anybody else on the chat?
We have a very quiet chat today.
Okay.
I don't know. We have a lot of people who are coming in and downloading the archives.
Okay.
You know, 20, 30, 40 people at a time.
Great.
So,
well,
so
these people... Okay. So I'm going to speak for a moment to those of you who are downloading the archives. Please communicate with us and let's get some dialogue going here so that we know, are we answering your questions? Is it clear? What else can we do in terms of interacting with you? So anybody who's listening to this, make sure you follow up with us if you'd like to.
Right. You can send us emails or leave messages on – you can actually leave a message, a comment on the Blog Talk Radio page and tell us if you liked it or not. Or if we see that other people are tweeting it or sharing it on Facebook, those are other ways that people can let us know. And I think that there are – it's just people are pretty busy at this time of day.
Yep, absolutely.
So you were asking me
about – let them respond. You know, I'm encouraging people who are downloading this to respond and let us know if we're serving you as well as we can or if you have questions that we can answer about each topic that we're covering. Okay, so now we've gotten that clear. That's very different than the conventional approach. The conventional approach is to look at the symptom and stop the symptom, maybe by finding a cause that is, again, really a trigger. But our goal is to fix, to get the energy field, the vital force, so healthy that it doesn't get triggered anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now number two, this is getting a little tricky. Number two is we're going to talk for a moment of similar diseases and dissimilar diseases. And again, I recommend going to the Organon link to read about these in paragraph 38. So if you have a trigger, so each of us has our little illnesses. So some cats vomit occasionally, maybe hairballs, or some cats have a little itchiness going on, or some dogs nibble at their toenails. So all of us have little things that are going on. It's sort of our vital force isn't completely perfectly healthy. So that's our chronic disease. And so that's our vital force disease state. Now, if a trigger comes in that is much stronger than the level of our disease, whatever our disease is, that new disease that came in is going to take over and trigger our little tiny chronic disease to shift into its pattern and be out of balance and cause symptoms. So most dogs that are sensitive to parvovirus or to distemper or to bordetella or to any virus or bacterial infection, Lyme disease, most dogs who aren't that sick will get triggered by those diseases. They're ones that have adapted themselves to our dogs and cats' vital force. And so most dogs produce similar symptoms to the parvo. They get vomiting, they get diarrhea, they get dehydrated. But not all dogs get it, and some dogs get parvo and get different symptoms. A few of them get heart disease. So that's because their vital force wasn't that sick, so so it got triggered by the parvovirus, which is a dissimilar energy pattern. And but it produced symptoms in its susceptible area, which was the heart.
Okay, let's repeat that so that I can completely understand. So you're saying that a potential trigger, it could be a vaccine, a virus, a bacteria, something in the environment, or even potentially
an emotional state,
right? Okay, so that will trigger the pets, the animals, weak links, their areas of susceptibility to go into overdrive.
Right.
Okay. So
yep.
And that is, so is that like the dissimilar? The dissimilar is because it's not exactly similar to the disease or anything, but it's going to trigger something in the animal.
Right. It has. So parvo has its pattern, and 15 dogs have their pattern, each different. Pattern 1 through 15, and parvo is pattern 20.
Mm-hmm.
If 1 through 15 aren't that sick, and parvo has a stronger power to it, then 1 through 15 are going to be triggered by the parvo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 10 of them, 2 of them may not get very sick with it. 10 of them are going to have vomiting and diarrhea. One of them develops heart disease, or 2 of them develop heart disease. So how they react to the parvo could be different because each one of their vital forces is different. But many diseases that are, in quote, infectious are so strong, they come in and produce similar symptoms in most animals. So it's a dissimilar pattern. Parvo pattern 20, is not the same as 1 through 15.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if dog 2 got triggered by parvo, and it's in this now parvo pattern, it's got vomiting, it's got diarrhea, dehydration, and we can see its unique state. It is preferring heat. It's very restless. It seems to have become very fearful, and the diarrhea has the usual stinky parvo smell, but the whole animal just seems smellier than usual from sort of a putrid, decaying kind of a smell.
Mm-hmm.
So that dog is different than the others with parvo, and now we're going to go to 3, and we're going to look for a similar. We're going to look for a disease that's similar to the state the dog is in. But we're not really going to get a disease. Instead, we're going to pick a homeopathic remedy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to find a homeopathic remedy that is similar to the pattern this parvo dog is now in.
Okay.
And stronger than the disease. So you might give a low-strength homeopathic remedy that's the right remedy, but you only give a 6C. And this dog is really sick, so it doesn't push hard enough. Maybe you have to go up to a 200C or a 1M. So you may have to give a stronger remedy to cure the disease. Now, in the same way, you could have a dog that's in a parvo state, and you could use Chinese medicine to create a similar energetic pattern so that it replaces this disease and the dog can heal. So it doesn't just have to be a homeopathic remedy. This applies to any kind of healing. And the key, and even Hahnemann reports in the Organon that there were cases where this one girl had this horrible eczema for years, and then she got the measles. And the eczema she had happened to be the same vibrational pattern and looked the same as measles. When she recovered from the fever of measles, the chronic skin problem was gone away permanently. So even a disease can permanently cure. I have had occasionally drugs be of the similar vibrational pattern, and instead of temporarily stopping the problem, they deeply helped the animal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just homeopathy, but the understanding is you've got something that can be pushed out of balance, but only by a disease that's stronger than it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an animal that's got a chronic disease, really long-term skin problem that's really severe, asthma, diabetes, those animals exposed to maybe frontline or parvo or other diseases or a mild upper respiratory disease, they won't develop the symptoms because the disease coming in is weaker than their current disease.
Okay.
So the trigger is weaker. If the trigger is weaker, it will not impact in an appreciable way on the vital force. By the same token, if the homeopathic remedy is weaker than the current disease state, the vital force just sort of ignores it. It's always affected to some degree, but not appreciably, not that you can observe it.
So if you have, let's say, that example you gave of the dog that was given parvo, and you said that he prefers heat, restless, fearful, has diarrhea, is very smelly,
mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking in my mind, Roustox, I maybe is worse for rain, or water or a bath.
And actually, I was thinking more Arsenicum album.
Oh, and you were thinking Arsenicum album. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and
we
you could see you would have to collect more symptoms to be able to tell between the two.
Okay. So so let's say you pick a remedy and you give it in a 6C, and even though this is supposedly the correct matching pattern of a similar disease, but you give a 6C and it's weaker than the actual disease, then you need to go to a 200 or a 1M.
Right.
And if that doesn't work, does that mean that you've chosen the wrong remedy?
Probably. But okay. We're going to move into looking at the results of treatment later.
Okay. Well, we only have...
not later today, on the next call.
Okay.
The important thing to walk away with today is that it's not the trigger causing the symptoms. The parvovirus is not causing the symptoms. The antifreeze is not causing all of the symptoms, although some are stronger than others. The food allergy is not causing the symptoms. The death of a beloved friend or the child going away to college is not causing the symptoms of the animal or the person.
Mm-hmm.
The symptoms are caused by the energy field trying to balance itself, the vital force trying to get back in balance again. So the trigger is just pushes that vital force out of balance if it's susceptible to it, and then the vital force causes the disease, that causes the symptoms.
Okay.
That's the key piece.
Well, I hope that they take that as a message home today, and we're going to continue the next time learning from you, Dr. Shambro. I'm so really thrilled that you're here with us.
Great. We'll do some cases next time.
Okay. We're out of time, so take care, everybody. Until next week.
Thank you for listening to Pet Health and Homeopathy on Homeopathy World Community Blog Talk Radio with homeopaths Debbie Brock and Dr. Christina Shambro. We encourage you to follow our show, click the reminder button to receive email notices when show airs, share with friends on Facebook and Twitter, and send in your comments and questions. See you next time!